of the first paragraph of Yiras Chet. Ugdaila mizu amru b'tei sefta, sh'adam tzarech l'varach b'chol yoyim baruch shlo yasani bur. The sefta says, a person should make a bracha every day, baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam shlo yasani bur. He didn't make me an empty person. If you say, ain't bur, you're a chet. Her kol ha'shvach sh'altam b'chokim shaloyim b'teira, eina el sh'ari deiz deh yukhal yiras yirat chet. We don't say Shloyasani Amoritz. We say Shloyasani Bor. Bor is somebody that doesn't know anything, can't be a Yirei Chet. Ain't Bor Yirei Chet. Al Zer Chayim Lohidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Pratis. We don't make that bracha. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's the Kol Sheyochel Yiras Yirei Chet. That Hashem gave him the schus that he knows enough to be a Yirei Chet. Amatzinu Shemesh Rabbein Amar LeYeshua B'char Lanu Anoshim Shalchachma V'Yiras Chet. When he said choose people, the Medrash says, what did he tell him to choose? Chachma and Yiras Chet, K'may Shekasa B'Shemay Shrabba. Oydam Rabbi Yechanan, L'madnu Yiras Chet M'Psula. There's a story of a girl there that from her we learn Yiras Chet. V'Babelizara Yiras Chet, maybe L'day Kedusha, U'Bazayra Kaddish. Mandi Yadachu Chata Yikri Adam. One who has Yiras Chet is called a man. V'Chalelu La'yizka Yiras Shemayim. It doesn't mention Yiras Shemayim, Rak Yiras Chet. V'Chosa Tzarech Bir. So after two paragraphs full, or three paragraphs, about Yiras Chet and the Chshivas of it, now he says, Ma Inyan Yiras Chet. What separates Yiras Shemayim and Yiras Chet? Now I know what Rav Matisyahu has a shmooze on this, and he says that I think B'Shem Rav Chaim B'Lozhener, so I don't know what Rav Chaim Kanevsky is going to say, but let's see what he has to say. Amar Inyan B'Zehu, Ki Kvar Kasu B'Sev Rakdashim, Ki Aveira V'Ainish Einim Dvarim Nefradim. The Aveira and the punishment aren't separated. The Aveira is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Israelayim, Boro B'tivon, Shein K'may Sam HaMavet, L'Guf U'L'Nefesh. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made them naturally. And Aveira is a poison to the body and to the Nefesh. They mashchisim, they destroy, v'horsim, and they break, v'sarfim, and they burn, as a guf as a nefesh. V'zeo enya, meaning we don't see it, but every time Rachmana L'Tzad, a person does an Aveira, he's ingested poison. And there's consequences to poison. Sometimes he doesn't see it in body, but in soul, upstairs, there is poison. And, you know, Rav Chaim V'Lozhener writes, I mean, it's all the Kabbalim seem to say that when a person does an Aveira, he creates a mazik. There's a malach up there created by that Aveira. And the punishment is that the malach has to beat himself to pulp to get rid of the Aveira. The malach is the einish. The Aveira is the einish. B'zeo inyan shafil l'shoyget tzarech kapara. Aveira is fire. It might be b'shagig, but it's still fire. This is a very big thing. Person b'aynis is it matamtam alev? The Paiskim says, the Paiskim say it is. It's a very frightening thing. Very frightening thing. That b'aynis is matamtam alev. Elam kein hoye mechuyuv lasus kein mitzapkuach nefesh. Shas chus hamitzvah togin alav shlo yazikloy. Right, a person has to take something poisonous because of pekuach nefesh, treif, because of pekuach nefesh, it won't hurt him. But even by this, the guy ate treif, it's matamtim. He can't bara kodesh baruch hu b'teva. Shehaveira he ate serefes. It is a burning fire, k'may nochesh v'akrov. K'may shekosav adon yobi b'yrizal b'chay yoylam, like the stipler writes in chay yoylam, shechul shabbos u'gum ha'machlas sartan rachman al-islan. Shechul shabbos is cancer. If he knows something causes cancer, he'd be very frightened. He'd be very frightened. So he's going to explain that's Yiras Chet. Yiras Chet is to fear the consequences of the Chet. Besides Yiras Shemayim, which says, fear the Rebbeinu Shloim, and that means behave. But Yiras Chet means a person should be aware that Chet is poison. That's how he understands Yiras Chet. Again, I heard from Matisyahu Shmooz that a whole different shot in Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Chet. Very similar but different. He said, and I'm just going to go quickly, that Yiras Shemayim means, he said it in Yiras Shemayim, that Yiras Shemayim means that a person realizes that his chet has consequences. Besides the fact that he did a chet, the fact what he did with his chet, how he affected everything in the Bria through his chet. That is Yirah Shamayim. The pshat is, when a person does something or thinks something, all the wires that he's connected to all the elements, are all affected by his actions. That's how he translated B'Shem Rechayim Velojener, Yirish, I think Yirish Shemayim. I'm not sure which of the two, but I think Yirish Shemayim. That's how he learned it, very similar. Here he's learning that Yirish Chet means recognizing the effect of Chet. Yes, the Yirish Shemayim is to be afraid of Hashem. Don't do chet because you have afraid of Hashem. And Yiras chet is recognizing consequences of chet.
Which is a higher level.
It doesn't talk, he didn't mention that yet. Yes. I think Yiras Shemayim theoretically is simpler. I mean, we always tell ourselves we have Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Shemayim. We have why we did. But Yiras chet is to really feel that when a person did a chet, he's sick. It's like he ingested poison. It's like the feeling, I ate poison. I can't, you know, it's very nice. I feel bad I ate poison, but you ate poison. You got to do something about it.
When does it say, onus from Hachman?
That means from Einish, not from Timtum. That's what he brings from Paiskim again. You know, I have a minute not to argue with Chaim Kanievsky when he says that the Paiskim say. Yes.
Number two, then, very clearly, what you've been saying is, what I proposed to you yesterday was Yiras Chet, the context of placing yourself in relation to the creation, is Yiras Chet is something which applies to you, which God has begun with you. Yiras Shemayim, Revolver uses the term Yira in terms of both seeing and fearing, that is recognizing that it's understanding in all of its greatness. So what the Rambam would call it, Yiras
Chet. Okay, I don't think it's that different from what he says, but I'm not going to spend too much time on it.
I think he said it very well. I'm not saying it's just a different way of putting it. It's
right.
If you think that you're eating regular mushrooms, and you eat poison mushrooms, you're enjoying the regular mushrooms, you still die.
Right, again, I'm not going to sit and argue this. I could make an argument that if a guy did it by Inus, it's not the time to malave, because Simtum Malave is spiritual, and if it's an Inus, you could say that it doesn't have the spiritual effect. You could make that argument, but I'd rather not at 6:03. At 6:03, I don't like to argue about things except Sechtes Nida. So, okay. We are up to Chachamim Aimrim, which is on Das Lamed Amid Beis. About 8 lines into the wide lines, the last word on the line, the Chachamim Aimrim. We did it on Friday, but I'd like to do it again today. Echad B'riyah Zachar ve'Echad B'riyah Sekeva is 41 days. Chachamim Aimrim Tanna Kamma. It's a repeat of the Tanna Kamma. V'chi Teima L'mistam Reisha K'Rabbanon. It's to say that the Reisha is a majority. V'yachad V'Rabbim Halacha K'Rabbim. Pshita. Obviously, if it's a Stam, that's how we paskin. That the Gemara Mal de Tema Mistam B'Taima Der Bishmol. This would be exception to saying that the Stam is a Rabbim. Deception would be because Rabbi Shmuel has a pasuk on his side, and therefore, because he has a pasuk, we break the rules of going like the Rabbim. Of assuming that the Tanna Kamma is a Rabbim. Right? Kamash Malon that we don't pasuk that way. Now Rashi has a whole girsa here. It's a little complicated, but I'm going to try to do the Rashi to the best of my ability. Hainu Tanna Kamma. Rashi is a little further down the narrow lines. Hainu Tanna Kamma. The Tanna La'el, Mem Da'alav Teshav L'Zachar L'Nekev L'Nida. On day 41, she sits for Zachar L'Nekev L'Nida. Alma Briyas Nekev L'Yayim Ha'malav. So the Tanna Kamma has told us the same thing, that a Nekev is created on day 41. So what are the Rabbanan adding to the Tanna Kamma? Okay, Britema Resha, Lohochi Tana Le Lashminan, Stam of the Masnissan Rabbanon, that the Mishnah is to tell me that the Stam is Rabbanon. Venishma Minei, the Hochasik of Asayu. And therefore, we should paskin that way. Zokdrashi, Veloy Nihirali, Girsa Iperusha. I don't like this Girsa and its explanation. The Havale Stam, the Achakach Machloikas, the Ein Halochik Stam. Meaning, the rule of Stam is only when it's a Stam without a Machloikas. But when it's a Stam followed by another Mandiyamar, we don't paskin like the Stam. So over here, the Resha, right, if the way this Giris is learning is the Reish is to tell me that the Rabbanon is a Stam. The reason he brings the Tanakhama is to make the Rabbanon into a Stam. Had he just brought Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanon, we wouldn't have a Stam. By making the Tanakhama, he's telling us there's a Stam here, and therefore you should paskin like the Stam. That's how that Giris will learn, meaning that the Rabbanon are there because they're telling me their opinion. Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanon. The Tanakhama is an additional opinion, additional repeat of to make it a stop by making the Tanakhama, by mentioning the Tanakhama, which is really the Rabbanon, it's to turn the Rabbanon into a stop. That's what that Girsa learned, that the Tanakhama is there to turn the Rabbanon into a stop. So Rashi, there's no such halacha that you pass it like a stop when it's followed by a machloikas. So why in the world does it help us to turn the Rabbanon into a stop? If the Rabbanon aren't good enough on their own, the Stam won't help them. So by saying the Tanakhama to make the Rabbanon a Stam, you're not helping because it's a Stam Ba'akach Machlaikas. So you might as well have not done it. Therefore, Zotrashi Benirli Dehochigara. I think the appropriate gears is as follows. The Chitayma L'mistam Eker Rabbanon, the Yochav Erab Malochi Karabim. Right? It may be to tell me that it's Yochav Erabim, to tell me that the Stam is Rabbanon, so we can pass him that way. Not to tell me why we have the Tanakhama. Why did we have the Rabbanon? Is to tell me Lashmina the stomach Rabbanon, the Yachav Rab Malachi Karab. Maybe the reason we have the Rabbanon is to say that Tanakhama which we mentioned, which we don't usually pass in like Stam V'Achach Machlokes, but this is a Rabbim. So the Sefer is explaining that we're passing that way because it's a Rabbim. Pshita. Stam Rabbim he. It's for sure that the rabbi me. Why it was stam atanya rabbi? Well, actually, he's the damer hachi, name of the pliny. By having a stam, that's a rabbi. Meaning, I don't need to tell me the rabbanon that the stam was a rabbi. Every stam is usually a rabbi, unless we have a name attached to it. Meaning, sometimes the gemara will tell me that stam was Rabbi Meir or that stam was Rabbi Yehuda. But when it doesn't say it, we always assume a stam is the rabbi. So therefore,
stam is Rabbi Meir.
Yeah, that's the template that Rebbe used. It doesn't mean that he's the only one that said it.
It could be that
100 people said it. Rebbe used that as a template.
But that doesn't mean necessarily that they're going to agree.
Usually, unless otherwise identified in the Gemara, we assume Islam is a rabbi. That's what Rashi is telling us. So I don't need the Rabbanon. So the Gemara, Mal the Tema Kamash Mulan, with the Had the Rebbe, Vishana Balosh and Chachamim, the Shmamina the Aloch and Kastam Rishon. You should know that here, by repeating it, he's saying, no, this is not, don't accept Rabbi Shmuel's argument of Teled. Normally, Stam Ba'achach Machlokes, we don't paskin like Stam. By Rabbi repeating the Rabbanon, he's telling me, this Stam, paskin like. Even though Rabbi Shmuel makes a lot of sense because he has a pasuk, still paskin like this Stam, because it's a Rabbim, and we take that over Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk. Okay, now we start Agada to Gemara. And again, I will mention some things. That's why I brought along my Masif to Gemara, because I put dots where I want to speak it out, and there was no way I would remember it. Zakti Gemara Vaitre. I should say no way, but it would take me a long time. Darshab Samloi. Lema Vladaima, the Megimai. How does a child look in his mother's womb? Lepinkas Tvoif. Notebook, for lack of better translation. I don't know how he translates a tablet. What? What? Ledger. Shemekupul, that's folded. Umunach yadav ashtet tov, his hands are on his two sides. Shtei atzilav, his two elbows. Al beiz akavaitzav, are on his two knees. Beiz akavav, and his heels, or al beiz akavaitzav, are on his backside. Meaning he's sitting like a kneeling, it's not sitting, it's like in a kneeling position where one's heels are right up against their backside. His head is down between his knees. Upiv sasum, his mouth is closed. Mitiburoi psuach, and his navel is open. He gets nutrition, food from what his mother eats. V'shaitzim imashim v'shaitzim, he gets his liquid from his mother's liquid. V'einam leitzirei, and there's no waste material. Shema Yarig is Ibai, because he might end up killing his mother. In fact, there is a condition, I think it's called meconium, whatever it is, that's what happens when the baby at the end of the pregnancy starts releasing ray in the mother, and that's very dangerous to the baby. What? I'm sure you ask your wife, she'll explain it all to you. Yes, meconium. Now, the Mashal speaks out that that's in the flaws of ray. That something should go into the body system and not come out. The way the rabbis make human beings is they eat and they expel. And this baby goes for 9 months with eating without expelling. That's what the Mashal writes. It's one of the flaws of Ira. However, he brings down, and then I don't know, from the Sefer H. Yosef in the name of Sefer Habris, that a baby does urinate. Okay? So, again, I'm just quoting without... Yeah, yes?
Sefer Habris is very old.
Again, Doctor, you can look it up on Google, what the Sefer Habris is, and today you don't even have to go to Google, you go to AI, and they make it up very well. So, I don't know. You know what I mean?
No, it absolutely... as a matter of fact, some of the first fetal surgeries were where there were urinary blockages and they released the pressure in the bladder while the child was still in utero.
Okay.
But quite definitely the...
Okay, again, same preference, you know what I mean? Weiter. I'm just reading what they quote here. Weiter, where we up to? Right. Right. V'kiva shirat ha-lava ra'ilam, niftach ha-sasum, what was closed opens up, which is the mouth. And what was open closes. Shilimolikain, if not for that, now I'm told, again, my medical knowledge is extremely limited, that there are four things that have to change when a baby is born. Four things have to close and open, you know, for the blood has to flow in a different way. It's like a gansa maisa. Four things have to happen the moment the baby is born. Niftach hasasim, v'nistam hapesuach. Four things have to change at the time of birth. And that's in the flaws of Bayre, that we assume birth is a regular thing, and four things have to happen, and when they don't happen, it's an emergency for the kid to have some kind of surgery and thing, because it's not going to work. Now, the Torah learns that this is shot in Yavshel Yizkayim Afilu Shoachas. So Marami Rutenberg takes out Afilu Shoachas. Nusuf Svarit says it, Nusuf Ashkenaz doesn't. But Rami Rutenberg took it out. He said, it's not true that you can live for an hour with the sasum opening and the pesuach closing. So he took it out. That's why Nusuf Ashkenaz, based on the Bali Taisvus, don't say Afilu Shoachas. The Tur did say Afilu Shoachas. So he said it's referring to this hour. The hour of right away by birth, if it doesn't happen right away, that a baby can't survive. That is the Tur. Zakti Beis Yosef, that we're saying Afilu Shoachas for one time, for one Shoachas, that's the Beis Yosef's Kasha. So the Beis Yosef says, right, he says it's only on the thing, it's not, so he says, and also he says, it says Nekovim, Nekovim, many, Chalulim, Chalulim, Yavshil Yitzkayim Afilu Shoachas. So he said the Beis Yosef, and by the way, the Beis Yosef said Afilu Shoachas, he was smart. That shot is, it can be Miskayim one shot past the limitation that it can be Miskayim. Meaning the Rabbi Nishnai made a limitation of how long a person can exist with his mouth not functioning. And the minute it goes past that, it's over. That's how the Beis Yosef and the Bach understand that. So those who say it, what?
A moment.
That's what he learned. Past the amount of time that it can work, it doesn't work anymore. There's a limit. That's how he understands the Afilu Shoachas. The Torah understands it's going on this moment of birth. Again, I'm moving on. Writer. Nothing in my writer. Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Punke Pinkus, it's the first wide line all the way to the bottom. Luchim, tablets, Shekhaisim, Bem, Agalochim, that the priests use. I don't know what Rashi used. Rashi used a kuntras to use the, I don't know, I mean, I guess paper in those days, different kind of paper. But the priests use these tablets. Atzilav, whatever the French word is. Nistar hasasam piv, nistar mapasuvach tibur. Shem yarag imay, shebeis harechem ena rochav lohitzi harea nasabai. Because the womb wouldn't be able to tolerate the waste material. Zogti gemar weiter. Weiter. V'ner dolukloi arachai, He had a nair lit on his head, on the tinnik's head. V'tzayvu mabit m'tzayvu ha'ilam b'tzayvay. And he can see across the wide world. Shenemar, b'hiloi neiroi alei rai. See what's b'hiloi?
His lamp shone.
The lamp, what?
Lamp shone above my head.
Shone, that means neiroi is the lamp. So b'hiloi shining alei rai shi on my head. L'ayrei eilu chayshach. And through its light I will go through the darkness. V'al tatama. You say, how can he see across the world? Shari yoshan. Adam Yashan Khan, you can sleep here in Cleveland. Viraya, right, I'm sorry, I'm not from the place. Viraya, and he can see Haloim Basbamga, and in his dream he can be in Spain. Right? You can dream that you're somewhere else, but you're not. You're in Cleveland, Ohio. Tevet says it can happen. Now, Zogin the Mefarshim over here, this is a bunch of Mefarshim. The Maral says this, and others say it, that when a person has the neshama as a fetus, it doesn't enter the body. It's not limited by physicality. And therefore, a neshama not limited by physicality has the ability not to be constrained by physicality. The reason we can't see Mesayf Oilam Batsayfai is because our Kayach Haria, our Kayach of vision, which the Rabbeinu Shlom implanted us, is limited by the physical being that we are, which limits us to a very limited vision. Take the neshama or the kayach vision out of the body. It's not limited by physicality. It can see Messiah. And that's what happens when a person sleeps. His physicality is weaker because he's asleep. Therefore, his mind, which is the kayach of seeing, is still there, is not limited, and he can dream that he's in China. Except I can't because I never was in China. But I can dream that I'm in China because I'm not limited by the physicality. And this is a Maral.
You know, there's the Maral on why death was the punishment for eating the dust. Explains this very well. But if that's the case, that's why we dream. Why did I keep showing up at medical school without any clothes on many years ago?
Again, I'm just saying what the Maral said.
You can dream when you're awake, too. You can daydream when you're awake, too. Yeah.
Again, when you daydream, I guess your physicality is... Yeah, I'm just... Yeah, that's what he says.
Seeing is not dreaming is not seeing.
He's saying that dreaming is a type of seeing that's not limited by the physicality. And a baby doesn't have the limitations of physicality because in the Shema, the Kayach Haria is still outside of him, not in his body. Fetus, yes. Right. Right, that's what he says. Again, I was just quoting the Maral. We can move on. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Eloch Yomim Shadam Shari Betai Beyaisa Vaisan Ayamim. A baby has, no person ever has better days than the days while he's a fetus. Shenema Mietneini Kiyachi Kedam. Eve said, who would give me like the months of yesteryear? Like the days that the Rebbeinu Shlom watched me. He didn't say like the years of yesteryear, he said like the months. Why did he say months? The best time for a person's life is when he's a fetus. Because he has no restrictions of physicality, and he's just a lie, just a neshama that's unlimited in its ability to see and understand. And they teach him all the Torah. Shenemar v'yireini, he taught me v'yomerli, and he said to me, Yismach devarei libecha, that my words support your heart, shmor mitzvaysai b'chayei, watch my mitzvahs and you will live. V'aymer, besoid elika olai oli. In the, what does that mean?
Company.
In the company of Hashem, is what? Please.
Both my testimony.
Is above my tent. The Kibbutz of Al Avar Island, when he's born, Ba Malach Basatri Apiv, hits him on his mouth. I don't know. People say it has to do with the whatever it is here. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. It just says he gives him a slap on his mouth. What?
Maybe you skipped a line.
My Vaimar, I'm sorry. Why does it need a second pasuk? Ruchitay Menavi to come up. I would say that the Navi is saying it, meaning you shouldn't put from a pasuk in Mishlei because Shlomo HaMelech is saying it on David, his father, not on the fetus. So we bring the second pasuk where Eiv is talking about the fetus because he just talked about Yarchi Kedem, and he says, Tashma b'tayel kayalai oli. The kibun shabol abirayim, bo malach b'sarchi apiv hits him on his mouth, u'mishakri kol atarakula. And he makes him forget the whole Tirish. Remember, Lepesach Chatzis Reivitz, at the door, the sin is waiting. Meaning, the Yetzer, that's when he gets hit on the mouth and he forgets anything. Now, why learn it with him if he's going to forget it? That's the question that Kohenim deal with. So the Gra says that Torah is so kedushadik and so deep that no human would ever be able to understand it. It's amuk miseichel. It's not reachable with a regular intelligence. Unless he learned it before he had chait. If he learned it before he had chait, so now, Shad is, he can relearn it. He can reattain it, because it was already part of him. But if he wouldn't have attained it the first time, Torah would be removed. Now, I don't know, and this is my own speculation, whether that means he wouldn't understand even Pashuk Shad, or he wouldn't be able to understand Torah to its depth. But Gaon says Torah is so deep, and that's why he says, Yagata Matasitamin. Why are we calling Torah Metziah? If you work and you find, believe it. Why is it Torah Metziah? Why is the Gemara comparing Torah to a... It's a lost object that you are finding. You had it already. You just have to find it again. And you have to toil to find it again. That's what the Gemara says, yes?
Same explanation is used to explain why it was that Moshe Ben Elishol learned the Torah every night, learned the Torah every day for 40 days, forgot it at night until finally it was given to him to practice for the exact
same could be. Thing. Could be. I'm not aware of that.
Whether it was the Gra or someone
could else. Could be, well, but this, I guess, this is the Gra.
How did
Gare
become a Talmud Chacham?
What?
How did the Gare become a Talmud
Chacham? Okay, now you get involved in Gairus, which is an interesting question, which bothered me also. And again, the question is, according to I'm going to try. I can only try. The Gra says that the Gerim are the neshamas of the Goyim who wanted to accept the Torah. Then Hashem came to Yishmael and said, do you want to accept the Torah? And they said, no. There were people there, that minority, that said, we would love to accept the Torah. But they were outvoted. So what happens is, they become the neshamas of the Gerim. So now, a ger b'me'imai, before he becomes a yid, this potential ger, I don't know what he's taught when he is b'me'imai. I don't know. By the way, I was told, I read from Gdaili Yisrael, I used the wrong muscle, that there are less gerim from Yishmael than there are from Edom. Yishmaelim are not as, they're much less gerim from the Arab Muslim world than there are from Edom. Whether that's historical because they were more amongst the Jews, the Christians, or not, I'm not going to comment, but I saw it from a Gadol that says Yishmael Pshat is not as old to Gerus as Edom is. I don't know what that means. I'm just pointing it out. But I use the term Yishmael becoming a Ger, but I could have used Edom, but I'd rather. But I don't know the answer to your question, except to say that the Gra says that their neshama was predestined to become a Ger because they had wanted to become Gerim all the way up Mount Tyrone. Dr.
Rabbi, yes. Rabbi, can I ask a question? On the earlier pasuk, we quoted Eov as an interpretation for what right. He was talking about. What was Eov a Navi?
Eov was a Navi. Eov meaning everything that's
inclusive. I'm asking because why is he in this?
Okay, let me explain. I don't know who wrote Sefer Eov. The Gemara Baba Basra says Maish Rabbeinu might have written Sefer Eiv, if you learned Eiv that early. I don't know if Maish Rabbeinu. Somebody wrote Sefer Eiv. Whoever wrote it, if it's Eiv himself, wrote it Baruch HaKadosh. Everything that's in Ksuvim, all Svarim in Ksuvim, were written Baruch HaKadosh. So whoever put the words of Eiv to paper, or whatever way they wrote it down, to parchment, was doing it Baruch HaKadosh. So therefore we can use a pasuk in Eiv as a source.
But it comes out of his mouth. So does that mean he was having Ruach HaKodesh when he said it?
I don't know. That's why I was very careful what I said. I don't know if we have everything that he said there. Or we only had what he said that happened to be Ruach HaKodesh.
Oh, okay.
Shlomo HaMelech said a lot of things. Not everything made it into Mishlei, or into Shir HaShirim, or into Tehillim. Those were the ones that he said, but Ruach HaKodesh. So, again, who decided what's Ruach HaKodesh, what's not? I have no idea, but definitely somebody who was capable of deciding, not me.
So we could... I'm not formulating my question well, but it's a little jarring to me to see him what was coming out of his mouth at that moment, since a lot of things came out of his mouth, which clearly weren't Ruach HaKodesh.
Again, if it's written, that means those words are Ruach HaKodesh. And they're a lesson to us. The Ramban and Iyev is a whole shtick, will tell you a whole piece of why Iyev is so important for us to learn. The whole concept of Schar Vayinish, the whole concept of how Hashem treats people, it's all taught to us in Iyev. It's frightening by the time a guy finishes, but so everything written in Iyev is Ruach HaKodesh. I don't remember the Bible says who wrote it. Whoever wrote it only wrote down things for Ruach HaKodesh. Rashi.
Okay.
Yes.
Two things. One, did you say the Rambam or the Ramban?
Ramban.
Thank you very much. The other is another way of looking at it might conceivably be something that Rav Gifford is kind of brought this up. And when he was talking about the Ritva and the Rashba, that the portion that we have that have been part of the canon are not there by accident. They're there because that's what the Bavshon designated. The words that we have of Eve, even if they're not direct quotes, are ones which have come down through the will of the Rebbe.
Again,
he did not say that.
I said Ruach HaKodesh. I think Ruach HaKodesh means the will of the Rebbe level. But I think it's much clearer to say Ruach HaKodesh. There's a difference between the level of the Ritva and the Rashba than there is in the Iyav, which was written by Ruach HaKodesh. The Ritva and the Rashba were Rishayim, and I'm even afraid to mention their thing, but they're not Iyav. They're not the same for Iyav. It's not the same.
Agreed.
Okay.
I just was using the principle.
Right, Rashi. So Rashi, beside the Lekai, Lai, Ali, Vakim, Biyach, and the Sim, Yach, and it's referring to the months of before. Play this, but like, Zakta Gemar Vaiter. And he doesn't leave his mother's womb, so they make him swear. Shenemar, he leads Tichra Koberach to me, kneels all the knees. Tishabach Olashin, all tongues swear. And Chazal Dashin, he leads Tichra Koberach Zayim Amitza. The day of death is when we all kneel in front of the Rabbi Nishkalim. The Shenemar, the son of Yichru Koyor Deyafar. In front of him kneel all those who are going into the ground, which means they passed on. That all tongues swear, that's on the day of birth a child swears. When we talk about a tzaddik, we say his hands are clean. Uvar levav, and purity of heart. Actually, nasa lashav nafshi, he did not translate.
No, I'm born in vain.
That's my nishba lemirma. Well, maybe that's didn't swear for. I don't know.
My soul, nor has he taken the oath.
Again, first one is. Say not so much.
Has sworn in vain and has not taken oath deceitfully.
Fine, it's not sworn in vain and not taken oath deceitfully. Umayash. So that means where did he swear? There are people that never swear. Tzaddik says everybody swears, and this person, the tzaddik, didn't break his shvua. He keeps the oath that he made as he exited his mother's womb. What do they tell him? Be a tzaddik and don't be a rasha. And even if everybody praises you and tells you you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, a person should consider themselves a rasha. Now there's a big problem. It says you shouldn't consider yourself a rasha. The answer is a person should not view himself as a rasha that he gives up hope, that he's a lost cause. That's not what it means. It means that a person should not believe everything everybody says about him, because it's going to make him haughty. And haughtiness is not a healthy thing for the soul. And therefore, don't believe them when they tell you you're such a tzaddik. You know, move back, and you, a person should view their what they their deficiencies, not their attributes. Right. And a person should know. Let me just catch up with Rashi. The Nishma Lemirma, the last Rashi of the page. Shekaim Shuwasa Lishma Satira. Dibishu Ba'alma. If it's just that he made an oath, Ultimishim Lishma Lemirma Chosul Ba'em Ba'Hashem. We're saying, Mi'ala Ba'Hashem. Because the guy didn't break his oath, he's automatically considered a tzaddik. There it is. He didn't break the oath. The oath that a person makes before they're born. Later. Rabbi Yedeya. And we tell him, Shakarish Bohu Tahar, Umisharsh of Tahirim. And his servants are Tor, Unishama Shindasim Bach Tahiri, Alakai, Nishama Shanasati be Tahiri. Imatamishamra Batara Mutaf. If you keep it that way, you're in good shape. Nimlav, and if a person doesn't keep his Nishama Tor, Hareni Naitlamcha, he's susceptible to the death penalty. Tadadabera Bishmo, Mashal Akayan Shamasa Truma Lamaritz. Akayan gave Truma to Lamaritz to watch. Ramalai. Imatamishamra Batara Mutaf. If you watch it, good. I'm going to have to burn it. Rabbanisham says, listen, I gave you a neshama. Keep it, it's fine. Don't keep it, it's going to have to be burnt. It's not going to be usable. I'm a Rebbe Lezer. My craw, what's the pasuk? It says, from the womb of my mother, you have, I think simply put, gaizi means separated me. But we're learning it means you have made an oath with me. The gaizi is a lotion of oath. Right. I'm sorry? I thought I'm a blazer. If I thought I'm a bishmal, it was a mistake. Right. My crop, you made me swear. My mashmadai gaizi mishnet shabuhi, who, how do you know gaizi means swear? The siv gaizi nizrucha vashlichi. How does he translate that word?
Cut off my hair.
Cut off my hair?
Cut off your hair and cast it away.
And cast it away. So it's referring to Naziris, which is a, like Yeshua, so we see that Gaizi is a lotion of oath. Even though Gaizi means cut off, but it's used in the term of Shua, so it can be used as a term of oath in the Pasuk also. Rashi, my crowd, the Mashmian writes to be a Malayda, Nizikra, lotion Naziris. Now, the Mepharshim say, what was wrong with the first pasuk? Because you can always argue that the first pasuk means a regular oath. Rashi said it doesn't make sense. But you could argue, so therefore this is saying, this pasuk is talking about, from the womb of my mother. And we're saying Gaizi means a shvua. That means right away, when a person comes out of his mother's womb, he makes the shvua. He or she. By the way, there's no difference, man or woman here. What is a child similar to in the womb of his mother? The egg is to a walnut munach b'seif suffel shemayim, to a walnut in a pot of water, bowl of water. Adam nitzin etzba'a lov shekeh lekan lekan. Right, something is floating. You push it, it goes down, it comes up, it floats around. The baby floats around in the mother's womb. Now, he brings down from the Eitzer Chaim. The Pshat is, for the Ben Yehuda, is that Egeis is the Gematria 17. 17 has two Gematrias. Chet, without the Aleph, right? We don't eat Egeis on Rosh Hashanah because it's the Gematria Chet. You know, the Velt says, the Katzke Rebbe, Chet is also the Gematria Chet. Right? We don't eat Walmart on Rosh Hashanah because it's Gematria Chet. But it's also the Gematria Tav. Tav is also 17. Meaning, an Neshama is given a choice. It's like an Egeis. It can be a Gematria Chet, it can be a Gematria Tav. It's what a person does with it. Again, let me just reiterate, which I must have said, because I say it a lot of times. Every person is born with a package, a predestined package. There's only one thing that he's not born with, but not predestined. Whether he's going to be rich or poor, whether he's going to be healthy or not well, whether he's going to be black or white, whether he's everything is predestined to him. Which city, which family, which environment, everything is predestined. After the Rabbi Shlom gives him the package, he says, listen, Tehitzadik Valti Rasha. That's up to you. You're the one that can decide whether you're going to be a Yerush Shemayim or you're going to waste away. That's the egoist. You can either be Gematria Chet or you can be Gematria Toiv. That's how the Ben Yehuda understands it. Like, let's think about right to turn around on them. Shloisha, Chadoshim, Arishainim, Vladar, Bimodar, Atachtoin. The first 3 months, a baby lives in the bottom part of the mother's womb. I don't know what he calls mother.
Chamber.
Chamber. Okay. I don't think there are three chambers, but I think in the bottom part. And so him, then he rises up. He moves up. Vladar, Bimodar, Amtsoi. Moves up to the middle. Achrayim, the last three, Vladar, Bimodar, Elgin. He's up. Right, and then comes down when he's born, and that's why some babies don't come down, and there's a whole avoid of getting them to come down. Right, but Kibbutz Shigias Manalotzis, Mishapach V'Yaitzei, he turns over, and he comes out head first. He comes out head first. V'Zeh Chavlei Isha, that's what causes the pain of the woman as the baby turns and moves down. V'Hainu Taim Tetan Chavlei Shunakeva Merubim Mishozachar. Now again, this. Is Nishtan HaTeva, the Chazaydiyah uses this Gemara as one of his proofs that you can't bring Rias for Teva from what Chazal said used to happen because they changed. It used to be, and why it changed, some of Farshim want to say reasons, but again, it used to be the boys came out face down and girls came out face up. And when the baby fetus is in the mother's stomach, it was face down. And by a girl, there was an extra twirl that the baby had to do to come out face up. And therefore, the pain was more by a girl than it was by a boy because the baby had to do more movement inside the body. The tzar of the baby. Now, right. Okay. Dr. Gemar Viter. I'm a Rabbi in my crop. I should say, sir, I'm going to need help. I've got into privacy. Created in privacy. What?
Made in
privacy. Rekamti formed, but tachtir es aretz, in the bottom of the world, of the land. Daiti loy nemar. Doesn't say I lived at the bottom. Rekamti, meaning the baby is formed at the bottom of the mother's womb, but then moves upwards. Correct the Gemara. Why is a baby, a female, have more pain in birth? Because each one comes like the way they are doing relationship. Man face down, woman face up. The baby has to turn by a girl. Doesn't have to do it by a boy. Rashi. The bottom place of living. He's born facing down. She has to have an extra twirl. Like we said, Liel before, Roishalay Ben Birkov, that his head is between his knees, which means he's facing down. Zakti Gemara Baiter, Tana Rabbana, Shloish Chadashim Rishayim, Tashmish Kasha Leisha. The first 3 months, the Tashmish is difficult for a woman, and the Kasha Levlad. The first 3 months of pregnancy, it's not good for either. And Rashi, I believe, says he doesn't know why. He doesn't understand why it's Kasha Leisha Levlad. Rashi doesn't understand. Because he's low down. I don't know why. Okay. The middle months, the woman has difficulty with it, but the baby is good for it to have more tashmish. Achroinim, when the baby is further up, it affects the healthiness, and I don't know what he means, maluban?
Clean and vigorous.
Clean and vigorous. Rashi, Zera Malabin es Avlad Miduulav. It cleans the baby from its faults. Mezuras Chazak Ubari. I don't understand that. I don't think today medicine would understand what that means. I didn't see anybody comment on it, so I'm not going to say anything on my own either. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Tana Meshamesh Mikasa Liyay Pishim, Kilu Shaifuk Damim. On day 90, Tashmish is dangerous. It's dangerous. It's a third of pregnancy, and for some reason, that is dangerous. How is the guy supposed to know? I mean, he keeps a calendar for day 90, and he doesn't necessarily know when she became pregnant. Don't worry about it. He should have a relationship. Rashi. A third of his pregnancy. Okay, so the Mefarshim speak out. And this is said b'shem Ramaisha, in the Igris Maisha, Ramaisha is a tshuva. Abaya doesn't say, take your chances. That would be the simple way you learn Abaya. By saying, you're right, 90 is dangerous, but don't worry about it. But you can't keep track, so Shem B'Shem Hashem, you take your chances. Right? That's what Shem B'Shem Hashem means. Now, Ramaisha said, not, they wouldn't say Elam Abaya. Elam Abaya means to say he's arguing with what was said before. He disagrees. Abaya is saying that it doesn't work that way anymore. Since we don't know exactly when day 90 is, so we don't have to worry about this brisa. Even if it is day 90, it's not going to do anything. It doesn't work anymore. It worked when people count exact chishvainus. When they don't, it's bottle. It's not something to be dangerous about. This is Ramesh and Tshuva and Ebenezer. That's what he quotes over here. Something in my right, the Tana Rabbanah, Shleisha Shutum Yesh Ba'adam. There are three partners in a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Abi V'Imai. Rabbi Nishtroilim, dad and mom. Abu Masri, you know, it's an interesting, everybody, I should say, a lot of people know the Chinuch. The Chinuch asked the question, why is Kibbut Av Ve'Em in the first Luach? The first Luach is Beit Adam Lamakim. Adaych Hashem Lekecha, don't have a Beit Zara, don't swear falsely, keep Shabbos. The second is Beit Adam Lechaveirai. Don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't testify falsely, don't desire. So why is Kibbut Av Ve'Em in the first one? That's the Chinuch's kasha. The Chinuch answers, because we learn appreciation from Kibbut Av Ve'Em, and we use appreciation from learning it from parents, we use it towards the Rabbi Nishleilim. That's what the Chinuch says. The Ramban says, because parents are creators. They are creators, and therefore, just like it's a Ben Adam Lamakim, because the Rabbi Nishleilim is the creator of us, in a certain sense, the parents are creators. They belong in the creative section. This is Ramban and Chumash that says they're Bairim. They're three partners in a person. Rabbi Nishlam made it that they create the baby. And therefore, I mean, obviously not without the Rabbi Nishlam. That's clear, what? Yeah, in Kabbalah Sevicha Vesimach. It's Ramban. But nobody, people know the Chinuch. Very few people know this Ramban. I guess you can't use it in Musar. HaKadosh HaTayim, you can use it in Musar Shmuz. Telling a person that you're a creator doesn't really change your lifestyle. But again, but this is Ramban. So there's three Shutrim in a person. Kabayachol, there are three creators. The Rabbi Nisham creates, and he allowed parents to be involved in the creation of the child, of the Imad. Abba Masri Aloyvan, the father provides the white. Shememenu Atzomais, Begidin, the bones, the sinews, the pranayim, the nails, mayach shebaraisha, and the brain. The loyven shebaayin, and the white of the eye. Imay mazras item, she gives him the red, the dark color. Shemenu or, skin, basar, flesh, sarais, hair, shachar shebaayin, the pupil of the eye. Not even the pupil, the other part too, whatever that's called. The iris? Okay, the iris. Bakarish Baruch Hu, Naisen by Neshama, Ruach, Spirit. I don't know what he translates Ruach as.
What?
Spirit.
Spirit.
I don't know what that means. Neshama, cluster upon him, the form of his face, Riyasayan, vision, Shmiyasayan, and hearing, speaking. He looked like a lion, the ability to walk. Bina the Haskell, I think they add Das, Bina the Haskell. Understanding, and intelligence. Knowledge, understanding, and intelligence. Now, if you count, Father gives him five things. Somebody's getting into Benayach, Mayach, and Raiv, and Chavayan. A mother gives him five things. Ar, Basar, Sarah, Shachar, Shabayan, and there's supposed to be a fifth one, and Dam. Blood is supposed to be added there. Five. And the Rabbi Yisrael gives them 10 things. They are Ruach Neshama Klas Deponim, Riyasayin, Shmiyasayin, Zantibri Pahil, Raglayim, Das, Bina Vahaskil. And therefore, Tyson says, the Gemara says, that really, the Gemara says, Aviyah, you've advised your father, by Miriam, it says, she should be locked up 7 days. For the Rabbi Yisrael, 14 days. Why 14, not like 45? Because a person, parents give 5, and the Rabbi Yisrael gives Tyson, and the Rabbi Yisrael gives 10. So it should be double what he does for parents. That's why the Machloik, that the Havamina was, 14 days, Tyson and Kedush. Like, Zotrashi, let's just catch up, Rashi. Kashalish, Shiva Kashalavad, we did that already. Liyam Tishim, we did. Menor Yad, that we did. Klaster Ziv, Marisai. Shampisha Nibisai, Menav. The father makes the eye, Vahim, the mother. Ain't it right? You can't see. Hey, this, I may say, Nayim, Vesli, Sosayim, Vesli, Nayim. Deceased person has eyes, lips, and ears. Ain't it right? Relation, Mayim, Lebedavim. The ability to use the physical things comes from the Rabbi Nishloel. Right. I think what it means is it's more direct from the Rabbi Nishloelim, as opposed to physicality that is created through human ingredients.
There's no difference, objective difference between a corpse and a living person.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what he's saying, right? Dr. Gemara writes, Kimi Shigiyas Manu Lepatim in Olam, when a person's time comes to leave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he takes his part and leaves the physicality there. Period. Haynu d'amri inji, puts milcha v'shadi b'shul l'kalba. Take away the salt from the meat, and then it goes to the dogs. Meaning meat that's not salted is not edible. And therefore, it goes to the dogs. Take away life, and it goes to the bat, into the grave. Rashi puts milcha, hashlech ha-melech manabasa v'shubayna royal l'klavim. He to keep it going. The body decomposes. Now, it's an interesting mashah. The mashah says, Lavan told Yaakov, you're my bones and my flesh. The mashah, Lavan was related to Yaakov, both paternally and maternally. He was related through Yitzchak, because Yitzchak is Sarah's son, and Avram's son, who was related to Lavan, because Lavan was Lavan was Bethuel's son, and Bethuel was Nachar. They were related. He's also related to Rivka. Rivka was his sister. So there was a paternal and maternal relationship. So he said, "Ask me, you Basariata. You're related through your bones and through your basar. Bones are male, and basar is female. Ask me, Basariata. We are related two ways, through our bones and through our flesh." Through paternal and maternal, to my son. Okay, we will stop here. We continue Mirkshim tomorrow. See, I couldn't speak out these things if I didn't have it in front of me. I would have forgotten half of them more than that.